Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Don't Give Us VC. There is a reason for that name that you'll have to find out later on. My name is Elle. I'm a P50 Ada Wong main, and joining me is...
Warren Bat. I am a P100 Sable main.
Yeah. You know, this guy is a little bit of a loser, got 3k hours, like... A little bit of a sweaty player, dare I say.
Yeah. I gotta get those flashlight saves, you know what I mean? Gotta yell at
We'll be running out in the middle of, like, hiding, and what's the point of getting a flashlight save if you immediately get down?
Listen, I gotta work on that. I know I suck at that, but I get some of them, you know what I mean? I don't get all of them.
If they don't find you first, you'd be going out in the middle of the, like, freaking open area.
Speaking of that, if you guys want to watch while you listen to the podcast, we will be posting on our YouTube channel, Don't Give Us VC, and you can watch while you listen to our gameplay, to our awesome gameplay.
Yeah, man. You probably have to cut out every single clip that I'm in, considering I fuck up the games constantly.
No. What we're gonna have to cut out is us calling people bad names and saying, "Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do?"
Okay, you know what? I don't think we should cut it out. I think we should leave it in, but just, like, bleep it.
I mean, that's why we're called Don't Give Us VC. Yeah, I mean, man. Talking about that, when is Dead by Daylight, like, giving us VC? I mean, come on. They need to give it to us already. I mean, if you're playing a solo queue game, how hard is it to have to deal with not having VC? Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. When you're trying to tell your teammate something like, "Hey, you know, killer's coming through the left."
Like, all you can do is squat up and down or, like, point or, like, wave them over and they don't do anything.
Right, because they don't fucking understand.
Yeah, it's freaking ridiculous.
Has Dead by Daylight ever, like, mentioned bringing VC to the game? Is that an official thing that they are possibly doing?
I think I've heard something about it, but I don't think it's... I think it's just speculation. I don't think it's, like, ever been like, "Oh, yeah, we're bringing it to the game."
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, speaking of game.
Okay, we just loaded in.
Let's talk about my ugly sweater. The cosmetics this year. How did we feel about the Christmas cosmetics this year?
Low-key, maybe I'm just too broke to be commenting on this shit, but I don't know. I don't think they're ugly enough, in my opinion. Like, for example,
Sable
Wong's, that shit's beautiful.
The sweaters? Are you kidding me? Have you seen Sable's? I'm a Sable.
No, Sable's makes sense with the little blue ghost
I don't like the witch on the front. I don't like the witch on the front.
That's literally her entire vibe. Well, maybe more so from Michaela's. Sable is just more... occult. I don't know.
Yeah, she's more of like, okay, I'm probably gonna get so much hate for this, but I feel like she's more of an alt emo chick type girl, so I don't think she's very, like, witchy. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, like, Michaela's, like, I'm basing this off their lore, the very little amount of lore that I read. Michaela's more of the witchy, and Sable's more of the, like, occult everything, like, ah, oh, shit, what the fuck is the name? You have to cut this out.
Conspiracy
theorist.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, no, but she always, like...
occultist?
Like, she would be the one at a sleepover to bring up using a Ouija board or something.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to involve herself in danger.
I am not cutting that out. You guys heard it here first, folks. I'm not cutting that out. It's
no,
true.
Cut out the silence! Cut out the silence. That's what I meant.
Oh, jeez. But no, all right. I didn't like Fang's outfit, if I'm being completely honest with you. The Fang, the princess outfit thing, I didn't like that.
Honestly, it's kind of giving like a Sherpa, is that how you pronounce it? Sherpa blanket, you know, when you wash it once and it just, like, fucking condenses and is so uncomfortable because it's, like, picking up, like, wood chips and grass from who knows where.
Yeah. No.
Is that a universal experience? Like, you wash it once and for some reason you just have everything from the outside onto that blanket?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah. But no, that outfit is not it. I don't like it. The only thing I like about it is, did we put on a map? Did we put on a map offering for Ormond and we didn't get it?
Oops, no, because you told me to fucking switch to my main. I had it on Trevor and I forgot to put it on Ada.
Oh, okay. again, as I said earlier, I have barely been getting Ormond.
It's a Bubba.
Oh no. I've barely been getting Ormond, like, at all. The new Ormond map. Isn't it supposed to be in, like, 15% of rotation? Isn't it supposed to be more rotation?
15%, like, compared to all maps? Or...
I thought so, yeah. It's DJ Davey is running the killer at the moment. Heck yeah, you go, buddy. I hope that snowman is... Let's talk about the snowman, too. What the heck?
Oh my god, they're fucking terrifying. Or they fucking sandbag you everywhere.
The sandbagging is ridiculous. I can't with these snowmen.
Alright, what are you running? What are you running?
I'm running Breakout for the People, Iron Will, and Exponential.
Okay. I'm running...
No! I'm running away! That's what I'm running!
Oh, I'm not making it out.
I was about to say, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Oh my god, I'm scared. Oh, he has Franklin's. Franklin's.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, not good. Not nice. Not lovely.
Franklin's is probably one of my least favorite perks.
Oh, shit. Oh, he plays some lying games with me.
Where the heck did you go down? I don't even see you.
I'm right over there.
I could have gotten that flashlight saved too.
Mm-hmm. He mind-gamed me. He went through the inside of the main building.
I'm gonna get my flashlight taken away.
Yeah. Good thing he doesn't have the Wraith attunement perk, though.
I'm gonna get my flashlight.
On a small map like this, that shit would fuck us up real bad.
I'm gonna get my flashlight taken away. But Bubba's, man.
And
Bubba's
you got it. It doesn't look like anybody's coming for me. I can only see two auras. The other person's hiding in a locker. I can tell. That,
Ooh.
Lyra. Last time
Why is there already a pallet thrown over here? Why is there a pallet wasted? What the heck? Is nobody coming for you?
No. Oh, the Lyra was hiding in a freaking locker. She's literally, like, right in front of me.
Again, as I said, randoms, voice chat, I would love to say right now, get your booty out of that locker and start doing something.
For real, she was hiding there for the longest while the killer was on the other side of the map.
The only acceptable answer to her saying, like, that she is, like, let's just say she had something else going on. Oh, golly, he's coming, go run!
Oh, fuck. You think... Oh, my toolbox is completely used up.
Probably.
Oh.
Franklin's.
He's not even bothering.
You gotta think Franklin's.
I'm about to go down. Oh, shit. You know what? Maybe I am good at 360s, you know? Maybe
I'm
good
at it's my turn, it's my turn. I messed up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy. I should have just gone through the window. But again, like I was saying earlier, the map Ormond has not been coming up for me, like, at all. And I thought it was supposed to be getting into rotation more. Like, I've gotten this... I've gotten, like, the freaking, what map is that? The junkyard map, or this crow's map. I've gotten these maps more than I have the new Ormond map. I've gotten the regular Ormond map more than I've gotten the other Ormond map. Or the new Ormond map.
You know what? I saw somebody recently online that did a little bit of a experiment or something where she ran 50 games, no map offerings, and she would see, like, what maps came up the most, because supposedly every few months behavior, like, changes the most, like, picked out maps, like, randomly selected maps. There's, like, 3 or 4 maps that come to rotation more often than others, even though every map is supposedly, like, a random percent chance. And I believe the junkyard was one of those maps that she got more often than not.
Dang.
We should do that test. That would be interesting, because I don't
totally
remember how long ago she did it.
I would totally be down to do it, because I'm telling you, I'm like getting, this, I feel like, oh, I'm getting
Lyra scared. Is hiding in a locker in main building, if I'm you would
going,
like to bring
I'm going.
Okay, she left the locker. I don't know what she's doing now.
Please, lady, what are you doing? Where is she?
Oh, she's doing the gym.
Yeah, you do that, Jen. You do that, Jen. I gotta point at her and slap her bum.
What's the point of having a broken key? Does the broken key with add-ons even do anything?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can see the killers and stuff. The killer's aura and stuff, but...
It's not letting me do anything. I guess I don't have useful add-ons.
Wait, did it give you add-ons with it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I can't pronounce it. Dramagaturi. There's a chance that it'll give you a random item with two add-ons on it.
I swear, I'm not seeing where people go down. Like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm, like, literally, I don't see when people go down.
I believe it was one of his perks. I forgot what it was called, though. Like, punch out?
Or I probably knockout.
Yeah, knockout.
Okay, Lyra, Thetalia, whatever her name is, we're coming to, like, actual... survivors are supposed to, and getting you off.
Yeah, we're doing our job, you know, doing what we're supposed to do.
Instead of hiding in lockers.
Okay. Yeah, man. Okay. See, the only reason I would ever run Bond, because of how often randoms just start, like, hiding. When the killer's, like, halfway across the map, too.
I hate this. I hate those stupid spider legs over the stupid gens.
Let me see if I can get a new item.
Ooh! Why'd you scream? Oh no, now he's coming. Oh wait, no, maybe not. Alright, hurry, let's do this, Jen. Ugh. I literally love how, okay, this is probably like a little bit too much information, but like, we wrote down what we should talk about on our podcast today, and one of the topics is randoms not saving in the lobby. In lobbies.
And lo and behold, our first game? Exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. I can't. It's been happening so much more recently, and I don't understand it. Like, I don't get why people are... Like, it's part of the game. You're supposed to be saving people. Like, I don't get it.
Like, I do get that you're supposed to, like, you know, try to avoid the killer, but if the killer is nowhere near you, that's what you have a terror radius for. You don't hear nothing, you know somebody's being chased, but they're obviously not near you. You have a hook right in front of you, 5 feet away. You have a gen, also, right next to you. You prefer to go into a locker than finish the gen? At least do the gen if you don't want to unhook.
Right, yeah.
But you know what? Unhook and run away! Don't stay there to heal if it's that big of an issue for you. Also, he sees me, I'm heading to the back of main building right now.
I'm
going inside main building. I might have to do some locker tech. Oh, he cut me off. He's a little smart with it. Ah, shit. I tried to do a locker tech. Did not work. He knew I was going to try to go in there. Okay, he's picking me up. You can get the flashlight safe.
I did it too early. Breakout. Come on, breakout.
I'm out.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, I did save you, but it's not the way that I wanted to save you, but I saved you, so... We're just gonna count it, okay?
Yeah. When you're trying to do a locker... Not a locker save. A flashlight save. I think I remember seeing a tutorial or something on it. You're supposed to wait until the survivor does, like, a grunt or something. But honestly... I don't pay that much attention either, so...
He's already left me. He left me. Just be careful. Yeah, I need to get better at it, because I feel like I used to be a lot better than what I am now.
Oh, but also, like, why would you want to go out of your way to save randoms who are doing absolutely jack shit?
I agree with that as well. I agree with that statement.
That might be one of the reasons. Adrenaline would be such a hot perk right now.
Watch him have no edge. I'm not even joking.
I'm definitely afraid of that.
Just by his playstyle, I'm guessing he might have knew it. I'm just very nervous right now.
I'm opening the gate right beside... Oh, I see you. Never mind. You don't even have to know. I'm gonna 99 it. Can you heal me?
Yeah. Hopefully that Adam Francis doesn't get smacky-doodled.
Yeah, because I don't know if that Lyra is gonna hide or try to open the gate. You know, I'm pretty sure she has a good chance of hiding for the entire rest of the match until we get out or open the gate. Should we try to go 99 the other gate while this guy's getting chased?
Well, she's doing the gate now.
Okay.
But where's this guy getting chased?
Yeah, but he's coming this way. Okay. I prefer he take chase with us.
Low key, a little bit.
She's probably gonna open the gate all the way. Let's make sure they get out.
You called it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to our gate.
Yeah.
Move, I'm about to open it. Move!
Where are you at?
I'm coming. Don't worry about me. Okay, yeah.
Let's go! Oh, now dude, don't look please, at it because I know you like to do that.
I was about to say, do not flashbangs. I can't. That was a good first game! We escaped, that was nice.
And that's probably the only good game we're gonna have of the night.
Probably.
You know, Dead by Daylight, it likes to do this thing where it gives you false hope for the first match.
For real. Let's see what the killer had.
For the next 10 games.
The killer had knockout. Okay, you were right. He had barbecue and chili. He had Franklin's demise. And Grim Embrace. What is that? Each time a survivor is hooked for the first time, gain a token. When moving 60 meters away from the hook, all generators are blocked for 10 seconds. That's where the blocking came from.
Ah. I thought it was the ghost face part.
Yep. I'm surprised there was no slugging in that match, though.
That is true. That is very true. But again, Dead by Daylight likes to give you a little false hope. Don't worry. Our next 10 matches, we're absolutely getting slugged.
Slugging is a real freaking annoyance in this game right now. But that's part of the reason why I have made Boon Exponential and Unbreakable normally. If I'm not running Boon Exponential, I'm running Unbreakable.
Yeah, but I feel like is it just me? Or did they make boons louder than they used to be? Because I feel like nowadays you can hear boons like literally across the map. And I'm not talking about when you bless them. I'm talking about like just them being on.
Like, it says soft chimes ring out in a 24 meter range.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the chimes. I'm talking about just having the boon, like, be a boon. Like, you're walking past it or something, and that shit's loud as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with that, but I don't know.
I feel like killers nowadays are finding it, like, so much more easily because of how loud they are. But I swear they used to be more quiet. I don't know.
And especially with the fact whenever we have a 4-man squad and all 4 of us have Boon Exponential on and they're, like, getting all of our totems, like, out of nowhere, like, all 4 of our totems are gone, like, that, there's a problem there.
Yeah, it's probably because survivors have been running Exponential so much more often because of the Mori update, since now everybody's slugging, everybody's bringing Exponential.
Did you finish the level 1 of the Rift? Of the Bone Chill event Rift?
Honestly? I don't know. Let me find out. I'm not very good with doing my Rift.
Because can we talk about that Nia outfit? Like, that Nia outfit is so cute.
Oh my god, the Nia outfit is so cute. But have you seen the, picture they released for it or something? She had like purple lipstick or something.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, like I saw a picture. I don't know, maybe it was like a fan edit or something where like she had a little bit more contrast in her like design. And then it showed the current one that we have available and it was just like so much more low contrast. Everything kind of blends in with each other. And also, I have not yet done my challenge.
Dang.
I was doing regular.
I'm just so mad that they gave us the jacket first and the stupid rift part for the Nia's outfit thing. They gave us the jacket.
They were smart with that. They were smart with that because they knew everybody would want the head rather than...
That's what I want. I want the head. I want the head so bad.
And you gotta wait a few days, huh?
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about the new Survivor?
Okay, honestly... I don't know, maybe just as an artist, like, I absolutely love the idea of, like, switching it up and bringing, like, I don't know if I would call her evil, because she did hesitate to sacrifice the Survivor, but... a not good side Survivor.
Yeah.
And putting them in the position that they were forcing others into, like, absolutely love that idea. How the entity, like, you know, they're worshipping the entity, and look what the entity did to them.
Right, yeah.
I think the lore is so, like, beautiful, but the thing is, like, I wish the lore played a more present, had more of a presence in the actual game.
Yeah.
Because we just read about the characters, but it doesn't really mean much.
Yeah, I also really enjoy that she's not, this might get me a lot of hate, but she's not conventionally pretty, which I really, really appreciate, because we need more, variety, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying she's not pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty. I'm just saying she's not conventionally pretty. So, but, you know.
Like, whoever they're hiring to do character designs, again, talking from an artist standpoint, absolutely beautiful. I love each and every character in this game, specifically, like, the original characters, because, of course, you know, collaboration characters, you know, they already have their design. But the original characters that they introduced to this game, absolutely love them. We got Claudette, we got Haiti, we got Jane. Like, yes, give me variety. Give me these strong women of color. I love that.
Yeah.
Different body types, different facial structures. Beautiful.
I hate this map. We're on Tobis Landing, is I think that's how you say it.
The, like, alien forest thingy. Best way I can describe it. But I do appreciate that behavior does make other games related to Dead by Daylight's lore.
Oh, yeah, I know they had this
one game that they canceled the production of that was supposed to... I forgot what it was. It was supposed to be in the world of Dead by Daylight. Besides, you know, casting a Frank Stone. But I forgot what exactly it was going to be about.
Oh my gosh, my guy! Oh, I'm so sorry if you guys are watching the podcast instead of just listening to it, because that was the most terrible flashlight try to save ever. I'm so sorry y'all had to see that.
I can appreciate that I wasn't nearby to watch it.
It's Ghostface if you didn't hear me.
No, yeah, I can hear his terror radius. You know what, I'm trying to be like those people who can hear the terror radius from afar, not the close-up one, because, you know, they have, like, different versions of it.
Yeah,
for
2 seconds. They have, like, three different versions.
Yeah, the far, medium, and close-up. I always have to wait for the close-up one to figure out who the fuck it is.
I need help. I'm gonna die.
Where are you?
I'm not gonna die. I'm just hurt.
Oh, I see you. Let's come over here. Okay, well. Oops.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He is behind me, so keep an eye out around that area. Alright, Tori's running him pretty good. Let's try to get some gens done, because we don't have a single gen done yet. I know there's one over here. I think it's the one he's working on. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, what the heck? Alright,
I startled him.
You can do that.
I'm gonna commit to the gen already. We're almost done.
I would like to find a totem to put up my boom. That would be very...
There's a totem right by... right by the gen that we are about to pop.
Well, I don't want to put it all the way out there. I'd like it to be in the middle a little bit.
Well, not much we can do about that.
That's something else I'd like to talk about. Freaking behavior. Put the freaking totems in better places, bro. Like, my goodness, these totem placements are ridiculous. Go ahead, you do that. That's nice, yeah, huh?
You know what I can appreciate, though? The new map. Just earlier, I had a match with a friend of mine.
Oh, wow, you got on the new map? Wow.
Yeah, I get the new map fairly often. I don't know, maybe it's just your bad luck or something that we don't get it. But, this killer had 4 Hex perks. Thankfully, none of them was Noed. Oh, shit! Fuck me!
Where are you?
Going down.
How am I supposed to save you all the way over there? That's something else we gotta talk about. Is how bad you are about going down completely far away.
Look, man, I'm not gonna follow you around like a little dog! I have a GPS, you know? GPS for falling right in front of hooks. If you're looking for me before I go down, just look for any hook around you.
That's so
That's
true.
How you find me.
Go, 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 go.
Go, go, go.
Bitch! What was that?!
I was trying to freaking take a hit for you.
No, you were not. You were purposely bringing him to me. You see this? Self-sabotage. So my duo is sabotaging me. And you sabotage yourself. That's what you get.
I don't think a snowball's gonna help much here. That's okay.
I just thought I'd blind him. I'm so sorry you got back on the hook, and I can't even, like, heal you as soon as you... Okay, my bad. I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh.
I love when he gets blind. Like, most Ghostface mains just, like, flap around wildly.
Okay, why is he still here at the hook, though, bro? Come on. Follow me. Come. Oh, look, here's a totem. We're not gonna do it. Over here.
I'm very open.
Okay, please.
Thank goodness you didn't take me to the basement, though. It was right there.
Oh my gosh. Healing takes forever without the stupid healing boon. After you get so used to using the healing boon, it takes forever to do healing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, maybe we got spoiled by playing with, Buns.
Oh, 100%.
No. You know, when you're running a 4-man group, you know what everybody's running, you're having perks that cooperate with each other, like, I don't have enough space for this, you run it, okay, cool, you're out of this item, cool, I'll bring it for you, you bring me this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 2 totems right by Shaq. One is a little more well-hidden, though.
What? Where is it?
Where are you?
I'm doing a totem!
The other one's like literally like 10 feet away.
Just so he
right here.
Oh,
it's a little better hidden because it's behind the tree.
Is that though?
He's right there. I'd say yes. Because that one you can see from the main area.
Okay, I feel like
this
I've
one you have
to
be around the stack side to see it.
I feel like I've been a terrible teammate this round.
Let's try to heal this, Tori afterwards.
Oh, she's on the gym with us, bro? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me heal you! Man. Alright, let's go. The teammates this time has been pretty good. These teammates are pretty good.
I did fast fall out of the locker, so let me get the fuck out of here. Oh, he's coming straight here. Oh, he heard my...
Oh,
he heard my little
Please don't go up down again, you're gonna be dead. Go down on a pallet if you go down.
I don't think I can find one in time. I don't see any.
Ugh.
Okay, I'm gonna try to crawl my way over to your boon while staying in open area. So just...
Are you sure you don't want me to just heal? Stay so. Go.
Ooh, for the people! Yeah, yeah. You just remembered you had that perk, didn't you?
Yeah.
I could tell by your silence when you were like holding still.
Listen, whenever I forget that I have that perk quite a bit, but like whenever you that perk comes in handy. Like if the killer is like slugging or something like that, pretty good.
Are you paired with another perk? Like, does We're Gonna Live Forever stack with it?
I do not know. That's a good question.
Unless for Boon, he definitely saw it earlier, but didn't take it away. And he's also around this area. I saw him.
Ah, I'm scared.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Oh my gosh, not him getting that guy too. Come on, guy.
I'm at the shack. Where are you at?
I'm following this guy so I can maybe get a save. Or where? Oh. There is no way. No way in heckadoodle.
Alright, I'm fucking off. Hopefully I can find a Tori. But you might have to.
Nope. I refuse. Maybe. Maybe. I dropped it.
Alright, well, you keep him there. I'm gonna go, because I just realized that the other person's not gonna be able to get them in time. Oh, I'm literally halfway across the map. Okay, well, you are far enough, I believe. Yeah.
Oh man, I was right in front of a hook!
That's crazy. Okay, he's probably gonna come straight back to this hook.
Freak out me. That shack pallet, I feel so bad.
Okay, I was scared he's gonna fast vault there.
Oh my gosh, yes! The Tori, however you say her. Oh, okay.
What's happening? Is the killer nearby you?
I do not know. I don't know anymore. Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, good, because I'm frightened that he's near us. Alright, me and this guy are healing. We are almost done. I really appreciate that they added in the update the progress bars on actions.
Oh yeah, me too.
Like healing or blessing or something.
I am definitely gonna go down. I'm gonna go down. There's like nothing here for me to work with.
I'm having a little moment with the Tori.
There was nothing. I was running and like literally I was running with no pallets.
Yeah, I have not seen like a single pallet since like loaded into the game besides the shack one. I don't accuse anybody, but
if I would have had breakdown, I would have gotten out.
So sorry, Snake.
It's okay.
I am.
You know what? I will say, what was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. I was literally thinking about something.
Was it something important?
A little bit.
Oh, well, if it's just a little bit important, then it's okay.
Okay.
Keep an eye out.
I am.
Yeah, this googly-eyed bitch, you know, it's lurking.
I'm scared. I'm so scared right now. I'm just so scared. Oh, he's coming.
Okay, he's around me.
He's coming.
Yep. Go.
I tried to 360 that. It did not work.
Nope. Oh, now I'm getting stuck.
Not me getting stuck. Oh, yeah. Okay, take a hit! Take a hit, you crazy lady!
I was hoping that would work.
Oh, he's going for you. Go down and boom.
He wants me! Wow, that boon is so incredibly loud.
Are you kidding me? It was right there!
I was going the long way around objects.
He killed my duo!
Now I get to spectate, and of course, no, everybody's done.
No,
would
I'm have been, gonna, I'm gonna
so
die.
Amazing. I had adrenaline.
No Ed!
Oh.
Excuse me?
Y'all are not making it out, bro.
I'm dead.
Oh, I think he found the Noed. Yep, he did. Doesn't mean nothing, though, for you, since you're already dead as well.
It is okay.
Find out if these guys escape or not.
I hope they do.
Oops, Ghostface found him. Did he not chase him?
They were really good teammates.
Mm-hmm. She needs to come take a hit for him. Not for leaving immediately. What a terrible
thing. What is up with people doing that? I don't understand. Yeah.
Thankfully, Ghostface was not chasing him, but like, come on now. He's a P-34. She was a P-2. Of course she didn't take a hit.
Well, no, that does not give her an excuse. You want to know why? Because that's a new character, so of course she's going to be a low P-2, P-whatever.
Nah, see, she has a good skin on. She already spent some money on this person.
I don't know.
You don't spend money on a game you've only been playing for like 10 minutes. You know, I want to try out Reassurance, the one that like pauses struggle progression.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for like camping killers. Like, I feel like. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I got inspired by Mish. He's a Dead by Daylight content creator.
Yes, I've seen her. I was
watching some of her compilations on YouTube, and I'm like, Reassurance looks so freaking useful right now. It only looks useful until you start trying to run it, and then you never have a chance to actually
run it. Yeah, that's whenever you don't have a killer that camps.
Mm-hmm.
You just got the killers that slug. There's no in between. It's either they tunnel or they camp. Or they slug or they camp. But tunneling isn't even a thing anymore, really, I feel like. Oh, maybe it is a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I was literally... Like, I'm running freaking blast mine. Not blast mine. Chemical trap? Have I seen a single pallet that entire map? Nope.
Dang.
I'm gonna run Reassurance. Do I even have Rebecca? I don't think I do, actually.
Well, guys... I hope you guys enjoyed that first episode of Don't Give Us VC, man. We didn't have very many moments of Don't Give Us VC this time. We didn't have very many people that pissed us off.
Oh, you know, it's a PG for you guys. You know, starting you off slow.
Yeah, I didn't have very many people that pissed us off.
That's not for real, but don't worry. In our next few matches, definitely will.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know when our next episode will be out, but this has been our winter episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah.
Merry hooking!
Yeah, merry hooking!